from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Hollinger Park is the location for a big party on Wednesday, celebrating the 100th birthday of the Timmins Public Library. Everything is free, including a barbecue lunch between noon and 1. The opening ceremony is at 11 o'clock at the pavilion. Assistant Library Director Amy Nifton says there's live music beginning at 1 o'clock. The lineup is at MyTimmonsNow.com. Aside from the usual fun, games, and activities for kids, Nifton says the Porcupine Art Club has a mural painting for adults.
It is 12 by 12 canvases, and there's 49 canvases to paint. It's a paint by number. So the unveiling of it will be in October at Library Week.
The mural will be permanently mounted in the lobby at the main library branch. If you're wondering where you can buy booze during the LCBO strike, the province has you covered. 3 days after pickets went up, Premier Doug Ford says the government created an online map with stores that are selling such items.
Even though LCBO workers are on strike, there's still plenty of options for you to buy beer, wine, cider, coolers, and even spirits, including products made right here in Ontario.
The province says the map has more than 1,000 Ontario breweries, wineries, wine shops, and distilleries, on top of LCBO convenience outlets, the beer store, and licensed grocery stores. At least 36 people are now reported dead in the aftermath of what Ukraine calls one of the heaviest missile attacks by Russia since the war began in February 2022. One of the missiles hit the main children's hospital in the capital of Kyiv. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says victims were trapped under the rubble of a collapsed section of the hospital and total casualties are not yet known. Russia says it only hit military targets and the damage at the hospital was caused by a Ukrainian air defense rocket. Back to the Riverside Pavilion for some dancing in this week's Timmins History feature. Karen Bachman from the museum has already told us of how the PAV opened in 1932 and was eventually taken over by bandleader Henry Kelnick. She says it became the dance hall for events like New Year's Eve and dance marathons.
During the 40s, it became a space where they used the dancers to raise some money for the war effort and for victory bonds. So it had a long history of that.
If you have any photos of the PAV, Bachman hopes you'll share them with the museum. Next week, we'll have more on local dance halls and a couple big-name performers who made stops in Timmins. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.